Current temperatures in Salinas, it is 52 degrees. It's 47 in Watsonville, 51 in Monterey, and 52 here in Santa Cruz outside KSEO Studios. The official time, 10:06 and 30 seconds on this Saturday, April 11th, 2009. Up next, we got the Saturday special with Glenn sitting in for MZ, so stay tuned. I'm Nikki James, and this is KSEO Santa Cruz.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hello, everyone, this is Glenn. Freezing day. You know, everyone around here doesn't have good heat. And is there even heat in this station? It's so gloomy outside. I'm cold, so maybe we can turn up some heat. Calling all conspiracy freaks, you've got a friend in me. You can call the station and we can talk about everything you want that the call screeners around America don't want you to say on the radio. More on that and a little more on me in just a minute.
All right, that's okay. Even more fun. Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
This is time to get excited, everyone. There's going to be controversy. There's going to be food flying around the studio. All right, we have 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. It's just a gloomy day, a great day to stay home, light a fire, and get your fingers ready to do dialing, because I know you're going to want to call in on this talk show. I am not your typical KSEO host or a typical talk radio host. Seems like everyone on talk radio, at least 80% across the country, are right-wing conservatives. And, I mean, I'm just so sick of this left-right paradigm, folks. I just don't think that that's what it's about. I think Obama, you know, he has his faults, but he is getting a lot of venom and a lot of hate out there that I don't think is deserved. His biggest problem is continuing Bush's failed policies. I mean, he put Geithner in there. He's got Larry Summers advising him. I thought he was all about change, and I feel kind of duped. But I was for Ron Paul anyway. I kind of was with Obama for a little while when he was running against Hillary Clinton, because the idea of Hillary in the White House just scared me. But that's not really all I want to talk about. I mean, I'm going to tell everyone a little bit about my political point of view, but it's so much more than that. It's about journalism. It's about the truth. It's about, you know, really stirring things up and getting people out there to be able to express their minds. Because right now, our country, our society is hurting. We're going through a difficult time. A lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of people are seeing what's happening on the international arena, and they're very concerned about it. They're concerned about their freedoms. And, I hear a lot of conspiracy people out there, more than ever. I mean, I've known about the conspiracies forever, and some of them, in my opinion, are actually starting to come true. And this is not just me saying this. I hear people on big media organizations saying the same thing. Sean Hannity, just the other day, after seeing the G20 and everything they were talking about, including a one-world currency and giving over powers to this international body who answers to no one, it's not democratic, he was saying that some of these conspiracy kooks might actually have a point. And so later on in the show, in just a little bit, I'm going to play a game with the audience. We're going to be playing Name Your Favorite Conspiracy. Now, call screeners all across the country are told by, you know, big media organizations, don't let those 9/11 truth people on the air. Don't let those conspiracy kooks on the air. And the call screeners do all they can on talk radio across America to try to limit those people from actually getting through on the shows. But they still get through. And what's really amazing when you're listening to radio is every once in a while they do get through, and it catches the hosts completely by surprise, because they don't really even know how to respond to these, you know, to these sorts of people. So let me tell you a little background on me, and then we can play Name Your Favorite Conspiracy. We could talk about all kinds of other exciting things, because I got a bunch of interesting local things to talk about, as well as, you know, the usual national politics, which you hear often on the Saturday special. By the way, Michael was very, very nice to let me on. He knows every time I go on the radio, there's always some sort of fecal matter that I stir up. I can't use the S word, but and his voicemail is always full of people who just despise the fact that I'm on the air. So I gotta applaud him for giving me another chance, because definitely I know he's taking a little bit of a risk by putting me on. He always does, and usually, you know, I always think I do a good show, but sometimes not everyone agrees. So Michael, thank you. You've got balls to put me on. And not only that, but he's got balls just to run this radio station. Let me tell you something. In this era of corporate media, there are very few independent broadcasters left in the world, and he is one of them. And he has refused to capitulate to the consolidation of radio, which, you know, is, to me, it's essential in a free society. Journalism is, it's so important that we get the truth out there. And how can you possibly get the truth out there without independent ownership of radio stations? And KSEO, here we are, 10,000 watts on 1080 AM. We are blasting, hopefully, some truth. We're going to get a great dose of truth today. I'm going to try to break through the right and left paradigm and really analyze what's going on out there. So in a few moments, hold your calls for now, but in a few moments, we're going to open your phones at 479-1080, and I'm going to try to move through as many calls as possible. Because, you know, there's nothing worse than boring radio. I like passionate radio, and I like controversy, and I like contentious radio. So if you disagree with what I'm going to say in the next few minutes, call up and take me on, because I like a little bit of combative radio. I find it interesting. Just to sit back and listen to everyone agree with the host is boring. And I, in a lot of ways, I think that's where Rush Limbaugh has gone downhill. He used to have more people that disagree with him, and he doesn't anymore. You know, it's usually just, and Sean Hannity especially, I mean, 99.9% of the people that call that show are people that agree with him. Certainly any conspiracy people, 9/11 truthers, or anyone else. Not to say that I agree with all the conspiracies, but these people are ostracized, isolated, made, they're called freaks. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable. I mean, in a country that prides itself on free media and free exchange of ideas and opinions, why can't people have conspiracies? What makes them kooks or freaks for believing or even entertaining the idea that 9/11 was an inside job? Listen, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated in the early 1960s, nobody even dared say that there was a conspiracy. But as the years went on, it's pretty much a given now that there was a conspiracy there. Most people believe that there's a conspiracy there. So who knows what the history books will say in 20 years about 9/11. Anyway, a little more about me here. I first met Michael and the Zwirling family in 1991 when I graduated from college. I went to San Francisco State, and I was interning at the big radio station up north, a few positions to the left on the AM dial. I met Michael at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, and I took him for a tour up to this radio station, and ever since then we've been friends. 18 years now I've been friends with the Zwirling family. We've had our ups and downs, but bottom line is I'm still here. After all these years, he's invited me back to these microphones, so I feel great, and I look forward to another 18 years of knowing Michael, Kay, Lou, and everyone else in the family. They're fine Americans. They're brave broadcasters. And I wish them the absolute best with this radio station and everything else. So anyway, here's what I want to say to you today. I want to read to you a definition. And you're not going to believe what this means. But let me read you the definition first, and then I'll tell you what it is defining. Not limited to or by established traditional, orthodox, or authoritarian attitudes, views, or dogmas, free from bigotry. Favoring proposals for reform, open to new ideas, tolerant of the ideas and behavior of others, broad-minded. What do you think that is? That is liberal. That's the definition of the word liberal. So in that broad sense, I'm a liberal, okay? So you conservatives out there, watch out, because I'm coming for you and I'm coming at you. Okay, this whole idea that I hear constantly on this radio station and talk radio about, you know, Obama's going to socialize the country and Obama is the problem and watch out. Now, all of a sudden, the sky is falling because Obama is the president. Let me tell you something. The biggest problem I have with Obama is that he's continuing Bush's policies. The problem hasn't begun with Obama, Bush. If you really want to know what the problem with our economy, it started, in my opinion, this big problem we're having with our economy right now was the repeal of Glass-Steagall, which occurred under Clinton. But even before that, I mean, ever since JFK was shot, we've had one president after the other that, you know, they try to do good things, but by the end of their term, they have some scandal and they're minimized. And you really got to look at really what is going on right now is Obama, he's got good intentions, but the people who are really running this country, and it doesn't take a conspiracy kook to figure this out, the people who are running this country are the people who control the money. And it's the big banks, the big money lenders, the Federal Reserve. And again, I mean, it's not a conspiracy anymore. It's fact. Just look at it. Just look at what is going on, and you can see what we are doing right now. I don't think Obama really has any say about it. I think the day of the inauguration, you could see beneath his facade, he was quaking in his boots, because I think the Paulsons and the Geithners and the Bernankes and who knows other people in the background whose names we don't know were telling him, look, you better do this, 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 and this. Otherwise, you're going to be a failed president, and we're not going to play ball with you. And if the Federal Reserve, they're as Federal Express. They're as American Express. They're a private entity. They really do control these. You know, the Federal Reserve, they were put in place supposedly to stop this kind of thing, to keep the boom and bust from ruining our economy. But look what happened right after we signed the Federal Reserve Act into law in 1913. We had the Great Depression, so they did a really good job, huh? And then now we've had booms and busts ever since. We've had wars. We've taken this country into foreign quagmires. You know, you talk about socialism. I hear all this about Obama socialism. George Bush is socialist for the military-industrial complex. He has gotten us tangled up in wars we did not need to be in, using 9/11 to take away our civil rights, to tap our phones. I mean, you know, this whole Patriot Act, what goes on in airports, the amount of liberties, independent liberties that have been eroded during the Bush years is incredible. And everyone, all these people are attacking Obama like he's a Martian coming out of left field. No, this is just more of the same. We've had it for years. We've had it in Reagan and Bush and Clinton. I mean, come on. Give Obama a little bit of a break here. All right, more about me. I'm not a right-wing conservative. I'm a liberal in the broadest sense of the word. I like civil liberties. I like economic liberties. I think we should have privacy in our homes. I think the government should be out of our bedrooms, not spying on us. I think freedom is the best policy across the board. I think we should legalize drugs. I think we should definitely legalize gay marriage. I think it's pathetic that people can't just get with it and let gay people get married. If they want to get married, let them get married, for God's sakes. What is it to you? What right do you have to say about it? I mean, it shouldn't be the government's right to step in and say, well, you can't get married. That's between you and your church. If the church doesn't want to marry you, that's fine. Okay, I'm pro-civil liberties, pro-civil rights. I'm against war. I oppose Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, Kosovo, or any other foreign intervention, unless somebody comes to our country and tries to mess with us in a war. I think we should just leave the world alone and focus on building our country up and keep our tax dollars here rather than sending them around the globe to try to build an empire. I mean, this is common sense, but I don't hear enough of it on the radio. We're preoccupied with liberal this, conservative that. Well, Obama's a socialist and he's the cause of all the problems. And then, you know, I just don't get this left-wing, right-wing, Democrat, Republican is a joke. It is not the problem. We need to focus on the issues, and it has nothing to do with liberal or conservative. That's really what it boils down to. 479-1080, if you want to, you know, begin calling in, I'm going to take a little while before I get to your calls. I'm not, on the other hand, I'm not saying Obama is great. I mean, as soon as he started appointing Geithner, Clinton, Larry Summers in charge of his economy, I immediately realized it was a sham when he was talking about, he's going to bring a lobbyist-free Washington to America. And, I felt somewhat duped because I had very high hopes for Obama. But I realized, ever since Kennedy has been assassinated, there has really never been a president that was independent who could do what he wanted. I think Reagan even had, ambitions to do great things. And then a bullet hit him. Now, there's a conspiracy we can talk about. And ever since then, I think, Reagan, he was getting senile in his later years of his presidency. I think there are people around there manipulating him as well. So there's that. Let's see. I have some notes here of different things I wrote down. But, like I said, labels can be deceptive. And, the key thing about journalism in this country that is lacking is we need to expose the truth. We need to open the lines for different points of view. And that's the key. The neocons act like Bush and Cheney and their ilk had nothing to do with 1984 style Big Brother government that we're getting today. The answer is that Obama and Bush work for the same people, and it's not you. Okay? What else do I have to say here? Michael will tell you, and sometimes to his dismay, I'm always filling his ears about what I think makes good radio. And I think really what we have right now is most of the radio across the country is heavily controlled and heavily managed. And I think, opening up the phone lines to different ideas is the key. That's what we need. We need plenty of passion. We need plenty of truth. I think talk radio is an art. I like talk radio that flies by the seat of your pants, is contentious, it's in your face, it's real, plenty of drama, and of course moves through the calls quickly. So that's what I'm going to do today. I guess this means we're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to take your calls with any and all conspiracy theories you want to bring up. I have a bunch I wrote down. And anything else that I said that may have tickled your fancy, we can talk about. So this is AM 1080 KSCO to join us, and I will take a lot of calls, and new callers especially, or young callers in particular. 479-1080, join us right here.
Brian turned to glance at the pilot, who suddenly had both hands on his stomach and was grimacing in pain. The pilot was having a heart attack. Brian was sitting in a bush plane roaring above the northern wilderness with a pilot who was either dead or in something close to a coma. The plane committed now to crashing, fell like a stone, and Brian braced himself for the crash. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Hatchet by Gary Paulson. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
How does a family that has worked together for so long stay together for so long? Hello, I'm Gary Trowbridge, third generation owner of Palace Art and Office Supply.
And we always answer by taking good care of our customers. Hi, I'm Roy Trowbridge, also third generation. Family owned Palace Art and Office Supply is celebrating our 60th anniversary.
By taking good care of our customers.
With fun deals like Sharpie pens at 60 cents, stretch canvas at 60% off, and much, much more.
Like giving away a $150 shopping spree at Palace Art and Office Supply in downtown Santa Cruz, and another spree at 41st Avenue in Capitola. Hi, I'm Frank Trowbridge, third generation.
We've been working together week after week, year after year, decade after decade. I'm Jamin, fourth generation Trowbridge.
Hi, I'm Faith, fifth generation Trowbridge. We keep thinking about you because I want to grow up and work at Palace too.
Palace Art and Office Supply in Santa Cruz and Capitola, a proud member of Think Local First.
This is Judy DeVilbiss. Hi, you know what? Back in about March of this year, I actually took a flying leap off of my bicycle and landed right square on my knees and my chest. Thank God I didn't hit my head, but I did really rack up my knee big time. And you know what I did? I didn't go to the doctor. I just came home and started with ice packs. The essential oils, the trauma oil, and every day I rubbed a lot of the CM cream from Youngevity. I'm telling you what, the Youngevity products are something that can really take care of you. I did this regime probably straight for 4 weeks, and every day I was taking 3 of the CM capsules 3 times a day. I took care of myself, and you know what? Here it is now, and it did take a while, I'll admit, because, hey, you know what? I'm 66 years old. But you know what? I'm back on the bicycle, I'm running races, and I'm feeling great. Get started on the Youngevity products. Call 888-352-7500. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Tim Scully. I'm owner and operator of Tim's Auto Electric in Santa Cruz with a new show on KSCO called Driver's Seat on Sundays right after Dr. Pete. We're going to talk about all phases of the auto industry, muscle cars. So if you have a question about your car or just a favorite car you want to talk about, call us at 479-1080. Driver's Seat, Sundays right after Dr. Pete from 2 until 3 in the afternoon. Any car subject you'd like to talk about.
KSCO, Santa Cruz.
Cold and miserable, cloudy day out there. I hope the sun comes through, because I want to go take my dog for a walk on the beach here in Santa Cruz. Beautiful, beautiful Aptos Beach. You know, what I usually do is I park my car down at Rio Del Mar Extension. If you've ever been down there, it's the best place to go. You drive into the little village of Rio Del Mar, and you go around a little roundabout there, and then you drive as far what is essentially south as possible, and then the road ends, and there's a little parking lot there, and you can walk and walk and walk all the way down toward the smokestacks. And I take my dog, and usually, you know, it's against the law to walk your dog without a leash, but over there I get away with it. I've maybe gotten a warning and one ticket, but it's worth it to me to pay a few $100 a year at once, and then have the freedom of being able to walk your dog without a leash. If you have a well-behaved dog, does anyone out there, can they relate with me that, you know, these leash laws around here in these parks are just wrong? I mean, I'm against them anyway, but I'm a little partial. I'm sure people who don't own dogs disagree with me on that, and that's fine. It's almost 10:30, and we're about to take your calls. So if you're interested in calling in on this lively talk show, it is 479-1080, and I'm going to be moving through the calls really fast. So if you've never called a talk show before, don't think it's a big, you know, to-do or a big obligation. Literally get on the air, speak for 30 seconds if you want, and I'm going to move to the next call. I'm going to go rapid fire right through the calls. I just want to say one thing. I mean, I don't want to be all negative about, you know, talk radio. There is one show in particular, actually two of my favorite shows on this station. My number one favorite show on this station, and people out there that know me know what I'm going to say, it's Coast to Coast AM. Hands down is my favorite show across the country on talk radio, and definitely on KSCO. And if you haven't heard the show, you got to tune in at 10 p.m. every night to listen to the show, except tonight, because this show will be replaying at 10 p.m. But other than that, in the evening and then into the middle of the night, Coast to Coast AM rocks. In my opinion, it is truly a liberal show, using the broadest definition of the word, which we discussed earlier. I listen to it religiously every night. And that is where you learn about conspiracies and whether or not I agree with them all. And certainly I don't. I believe that conspiracies are not the stuff of loonies and kooks. They are actually relevant as anything else today. And I really wish that talk radio would open up more to the conspiracy theorists than they have been. And Coast to Coast AM has finally got it. They got it. So they're actually airing a lot of conspiracy theories, and it's quite interesting to listen to. So in any case, we're going to take your calls. There's plenty of lines open now at 479-1080. Again, if you're young or have never called a talk show before, I definitely want to hear from you. Or if you just have a conspiracy that you want to get off your mind, call now. Now's the time to call at 479-1080. I'm going to go to the first call. Margaret, you're on the air.
Hi there. What's your name?
My name's Glenn.
Glenn, you're a piece of work. I'll tell you.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. There's too many pit bulls in Santa Cruz. It's the most popular dog in Santa Cruz. Pit bulls. They've got to be on leashes. They are a vicious. They're considered a vicious animal, and insurance companies will not allow those animals to be placed on a liability policy for your homeowner's insurance or renters.
Okay.
So that's why we have these leash laws, because of all the pit bulls that are running around town.
Well said. Okay, fair enough.
My conspiracy theory is, and I really want people to call in on this. I want to know, is it true that Mike Rotkin, who is a Santa Cruz County councilman, and he's a city councilman, and he's also former mayor, and he's, I think, current vice mayor, a UCSC professor. Mike Rotkin is a self-professing Marxist.
Okay.
And also President Obama, which I now call President Abortion, he isn't qualified under the Constitution to be president.
No, wait, are you against a woman's right to have an abortion if she so chooses?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's your right. I don't agree with you on that, but that's okay. I think, you know,
yes,
the government has no business legislating
There's
that kind
no
of stuff.
There's no reason why 300 late-term abortions are performed every day.
Oh, I agree
country.
With you. I think late-term...
There's no
disagreement there.
There's
I mean, late-term
reason.
Abortions are bad. They're bad.
Women need counseling,
right.
Not invasive,
okay.
Surgically...
me ask you this. If they were to criminalize late-term abortions... and just make it legal for someone to have an abortion, say, in the first trimester. Would that be okay with you?
No.
All right.
Well, the baby's already sucking.
All right, so forget the late-term abortions. Let's talk about abortion rights in general.
The baby's already sucking its thumb at 7 weeks. They're taking the aborted babies, their bodies, and they're exploiting them in horrific ways.
I have a hard time.
You're very ignorant and arrogant.
Okay. Thank you. You're gone. But let me tell you, I have a hard time putting Margaret down. I understand where people are coming from that feel that way. I think the idea of an abortion is awful. It's absolutely awful. I mean, when you think about it, it's a sad thing, and it really shouldn't be done. It is immoral. However, I don't want the government involved with abortions. Adam, real quick, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Glenn. I wanted to know what your thoughts were about...
Turn your radio down. Turn your radio off.
Okay, I wanted to know what your thoughts were about the conspiracy of how people are being poisoned by the food and drug companies these days and the dumbing down of America. You know, the combination of the pharmaceutical companies, the food companies, what's going into the water, and how much poison people are getting in their bodies on a daily basis. You know, what's going on? I mean, it just doesn't seem to add up if these, if these entities are supposed to have the public's best interest at heart. How is all this being allowed, and what are the origins of some of these things?
You know, I think you raise a very good point. The biggest thing that concerns me is the fluoride in the water. It's proven that sodium hexafluoride, not to be confused with sodium fluoride, is what they use in the water, and it lowers your IQ. Anyone out there can Google this. I don't think this is a wacky conspiracy. I think there's vested interest. First of all, let me tell you, one vested interest, in my opinion, is these people who get together and talk about, we need a sustainable environment and a sustainable earth, and they invented this theory about global warming, which I don't think is true. But basically, I think there's a vested interest in the powers that be that most average Joes die at around 75 years old. They don't want people living to 110, 120 years old, because basically they want to reserve all the life extension technologies for themselves so they can live forever. And the only way they feel they can live forever on a quote-unquote sustainable globe is by killing 90% of us and limiting the population. They're already doing it in China. And they've I believe that AIDS was invented by humans to hurt other humans. AIDS didn't just come out of the sky. It was invented. And it was used to thin the population out in Africa. So I completely agree with you there. Okay?
Ed Hooper on the origin of AIDS and how the pharmaceutical companies were inventing a polio vaccine. The virologist is Hillary Koprowski. And, how he was inventing this live oral polio vaccine in the Belgian Congo. And there's tremendous evidence to show that it could be a very simple mutation from chimpanzee kidneys, which is what they were using to make these vaccines. and how that was then distributed to the population in Africa. And this is where the first cases of AIDS were reported.
You're absolutely correct. And in fact, you know, there's other diseases. I don't know if anyone out there wants to Google Plum Island, P-L-U-M Island. It's just off the coast of Long Island. It's where the military has weaponized Lyme disease. Lyme disease was around for a long time, but all of a sudden there was a major outbreak in the 70s in Lyme, Connecticut, which is right near Plum Island, and that's because birds picked ticks up from Plum Island and brought it over to Lyme, and ever since then, Lyme disease has been an awful scourge, and a lot of people don't even know they have it, but it actually was weaponized by the U.S. Military on Plum Island, so far as I can tell. Now, that is my opinion, and by the way, the opinions of me and the callers are not necessarily those of the ownership or the managers or the employees or the advertisers of KSCO. So we're just opening our lines up and our minds up to different points of view here. Adam, I gotta go. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling in on KSCO. Now, if you want to call in, it's 479-1080. Everyone has a right to be on the air for a minute or two. I'm going to move through the calls really quick. So call up 479-1080, and you'll be on the air. Summer, you're on the air in Monterey calling.
Hi there. Gosh, I was amazed to find you on this station. I usually tune into the other station unless they have something I don't like. Your views, you're in sort of like myself in a sense that I feel you're even-handed and you're what I guess what they call all over the map. Now, the one thing I wanted to point out today is that we've got another quote-unquote crisis in the Gulf of Aden where they've there's a captain that's being
Isn't this incredible? We're the most powerful country in the world, and yeah. We're there trying to deliver food aid to, off the Horn of Africa, and we've got just a few guys with a gun.
Well, I have a conspiracy.
And all of a sudden, they're holding. I just can't even believe it.
Well, you asked for conspiracy theories, right? Okay.
Go for it.
Okay. Connect the dots. Those tankers that are bringing the oil in, they're not American owned. If they are, they're owned by Exxon Mobil or one of the, you know, the big oil companies in a bunch of Scandinavian countries. Why does the United States military have to get involved? Shouldn't they be responsible for their own safety?
Well, go ahead.
Point two of the conspiracy is Somalia, a simple little country that comprises about two city blocks, with a whole generation of thugs, rogue thugs. And we cannot tolerate that. I mean, no civilized nation, especially the United States of America, they can't tolerate it. Okay, here's another dot. Well, the question mark is, shouldn't these tankers that are making all these the oil companies that are making all these windfall profits have to provide their own security? Why must the United States go into our treasury for
All right. I don't think that's a real conspiracy theory per se, but I mean, I hear what you're saying. This particular ship was there on a humanitarian endeavor, and they were trying to deliver some food, and these pirates, they're awful. I mean, I don't understand why they just don't go in there and just blow these guys up. I mean, if the U.S. military can't do that, then what kind of world are we living in? I mean, we spend all this money on this military. I say they go in there and they blow those pirates out of the friggin' water and make them so scared that this never happens again. It just seems like we're being wimpy here with this. I don't get it. But that's not even, you know, a conspiracy theory. So let's move on to the conspiracy theories. 479-1080. I'm going to move through the calls really quick. Young people and new callers will be put to the head of the line. Okay? And we're going to go to Leilani. Are you from Hawaii, Leilani?
Well, my mother was.
Oh, what a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Go for it. The mic is yours.
Okay, thanks. So the first thing I'd like to say is it's not a conspiracy. It's an agenda. And when people start to see that it's an agenda that's been going on for a long time, there's a million ways they can get into finding out about it. I mean, the first time I found out about it was I was checking out of who controls the interest rates. Years ago, I had a business. I needed to figure out when values were going to happen, interest rates were going to change. So I looked into the Federal Reserve. So people need to check the Federal Reserve 1913 return to Jekyll Island, that the Federal Reserve is not part of our government. It's a private cartel of bankers. And then once you find out about that and you look at what Obama's doing, the banks that he's bailing out are all Federal Reserve banks. And one of the founders of the Federal Reserve was Rockefeller, and his main statement was he doesn't like competition. So what's happening now is, like, J.P. Morgan Chase, that was one of the first people that went to Jekyll Island in 1913, and the generations after him and J.P. Morgan Bank and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, they're buying up small banks all over the country now. I mean, once you start to look at it, it becomes obvious it's not a conspiracy, it's an agenda. Then you look at the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. These are all private organizations with think tanks, and they determine the political policy.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. That's why I think this whole issue about everyone's focused on Obama, and socializing the country, and we don't want socialism. Let me tell you something. There's plenty of socialism under Bush. There's plenty of erosion of our civil liberties under Bush, and the Patriot Act, and everything that happened after 9/11 really reduced our civil liberties in this country quite a bit. And now everyone's looking at what's going on under Obama. Let me tell you something. Henry Paulson was the one who appointed Geithner. Geithner was working for Henry Paulson before he joined Obama's administration. And Paulson was already doing this malarkey with the banks and the bailouts long before Obama was elected president. But now everyone's up in arms at Obama. They just have to realize that this has been in the workings, in the makings, for many, many decades, and it's finally coming to fruition now. And to lay it all at Obama's feet, I just think is unfortunate.
Right. And what people need to understand is that these guys are just puppets. Obama
I agree.
Is a puppet. Bush was a puppet. His dad was a puppet. Clinton was a puppet.
I couldn't agree with you more. I don't think Kennedy was. I think Kennedy actually had.
Oh, that's why Kennedy got shot.
I agree with you.
Because he stepped out and he had the courage to print something other than a Federal Reserve note. And you don't mess with the Federal Reserve. As soon as he did that, same thing with Lincoln. Both Kennedy and Lincoln were eliminated.
You see, there's so many people out there. You're not a kook, okay? You are not a kook. You're not a freak. There are so many people out there that believe the way you do. And you know what? The media doesn't represent it. The media, if you watch TV or listen to most syndicated talk radio or even some local radio shows, you wouldn't even know about the minions of people out there like yourself that believe this and know this. And, I think the media has got to be in on it too. But Leilani, the best thing that has ever happened to us right now is the internet. And that's another conspiracy. There are obviously working on trying to create internet number two, like they have in China, where it's filtered, and you're not going to be able to learn about this kind of stuff on the internet. That hasn't come yet, but I tell you, right now, we are lucky to have the internet, and it is our saving grace, because it is a place you can go where it cannot be censored or regulated. And, I might add, independently owned radio stations as well, like the Zwirling family, who is a bastion of free thought here by owning this lovely radio station here on the Cork Lagoon with 10,000 watts. Leilani, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for calling. Love your name. Cheryl's on Highway 17. Cheryl, you're on KSEO Red Hot News Talk. Go ahead. You're on the air, Cheryl. Is Cheryl not on the air? Okay. We will move to Jim. Jim, you're on the radio, Jim. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, I don't agree with you on a lot of things, although I appreciate what you're doing. On this dog issue, I think the people of Santa Cruz have to understand that when somebody continuously allows their dog to break the law, they can simply go down and take a picture of that person, go down to the state park, the beach, get a warrant, find out who they are, and file a suit against them in small claims court. Dog owners have no right to have their dog peeing on the picnic tables like they do up at Meter Street Park, running their dogs in the non-dog areas. You walk in that place, it smells like a urine factory. And that's what I needed to say. They just have no right to do that. You have your right to sue them for breaking the law, and molesting or bothering you breaking the law in small claims court. And as soon as the rest of the people understand that, dog owners will then start to realize that they don't have the right.
Okay, all right. You know, hey, listen, I don't wholeheartedly agree with you, but I love the fact that you called 479-1080 and you used your local radio station to air your opinion. We are a local radio station. We're here in Santa Cruz and we serve the Central California coast. So if you've never called a radio station, now is the time to do it. I'm a host that's extremely friendly to alternative points of view, and we're moving through the calls very quickly here. So we're going to go right to Evergreen, who called 479-1080. You are on KSCO.
Hello there. You know, I didn't get enough time to compose my thoughts, but, you know, I take issue with what you were saying about Obama, that he's not, you know, we shouldn't be blaming him so much. He was a very useful tool for the 100-year-old group of bankers and money changers that control a lot of things and cause a lot of pain for a lot of people. Not to mention all the wars to keep, you know, sell weapons.
They've been doing this for years.
They've been doing it for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. And it is an agenda, but it's also a conspiracy because it's people conspiring.
The
definition of conspire is to breathe together. And when you have closed door sessions, those people are definitely breathing together.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Evergreen, just to interject, I'm not going to hang up on you. Just interject. There's two people in our government, elected officials who I love. One is Ron Paul, and one is Dennis Kucinich.
Yes.
Dennis Kucinich is from the far left, and Ron Paul, some would say, is more far to the far right.
You know, that right-left paradigm, I agree with you, doesn't serve.
I mean, but both of them know what is going on, and both of them are attacking them from both different directions, but they have more in common than the folks do in the middle.
It's about honor and truth.
And as long as you're talking about the financial situation, I bet you a lot of people don't know this, because the big media made all this attention about AIG bonusing a few of their employees $10 million.
Yeah, right.
What they didn't point out and wasn't driven home at all is the fact that AIG sold derivatives, and those derivatives were bought by companies like Goldman Sachs and Deutsche Bank, and all those billions of dollars of bailout money that our taxpayers paid to bail out AIG, that money was paid off to Deutsche Bank and Goldman Sachs and other international banks because they held those risky derivatives.
It was an emergency, but it wasn't our emergency. It was their emergency.
It was their emergency. And why are we paying for it?
And why? Well, because Obama is extraordinarily persuasive because, just take a second here, I'm schooled and I'm certificated in neuro-linguistic programming hypnotherapy.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a report. I can actually send it to you in the email sometime. I live nearby. I was going to give you a copy of the new movie, The Obama Deception.
Oh, yeah, Obama Deception.
Have you seen it?
Absolutely, I've seen it. It's a great one. And by the way, the producer of that movie is now on 1340 AM, our sister station, and that's
and
on
I,
from
I,
9 to noon.
I have to tip my cap again, once again, to Mr. The whole Whirling family for having the courage to have this sort of radio. But anyway,
Obama... Yeah.
Now think about this. Very similar to what Hitler did, with one sort of a emergency or exigency or catastrophe or one thing after another to distract the people from what's going on. It's all the smoke and mirrors.
I don't like the political theater. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
I hear you. I don't like the Obama-Hitler comparison. I just don't think that is, you know, I mean, I don't like the way the country's been going for years. I don't see the Obama family like Ava and Adolf. I'm sorry. Cheryl from Highway 17, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, all right. Maybe you're not Cheryl from Highway 17, but you are on the radio live right now.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to finish my thought. Please don't hang up.
Oh, okay.
Obama is very expert.
I know. I have to move through the calls quickly.
Wait,
I apologize. I don't know how that happened, but I pushed another button, and we're just trying to move through the calls quickly. I'm not picking on you, Evergreen, but we want to give everyone a chance, and as I can see, the board is lit up. A lot of people want to call in. There are a few lines open, so if you want to get your chance, I'm going to make everyone famous for a few 30 seconds or so. But I think we're going to be taking a break right now and paying some bills. So stay on hold and or call up if you'd like to be on the radio for the first time at 479-1080.
Has your once adoring lover become a distant and inconsiderate husband?
Do you feel alone and underappreciated? I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a marriage counselor for 25 years, I've seen little resentments lead to big problems for couples. That's why I created the Us Factor, to help you fix your marriage and get you back in love. In the Us Factor, you'll learn how to speak so your mate will listen, respect your feelings, and appreciate you more. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. You'll learn that simple little changes can lead to big improvements. I'm confident the Us Factor works because I use it in my practice and my marriage. Communication, respect, understanding. You get it all with the Us Factor.
Call now for a confidential, risk-free trial. 1-800-344-9747. 1-800-344-9747. The Us Factor guarantee. You'll feel the difference in your marriage in 30 days. 1-800-344-9747. 1-800-344-9747.
Hi, it's Sophie Winnick. You know, I believe that strong immunity and wellness start on the inside. I have to tell you, I just don't get sick. I haven't for many years, and I have never had a flu shot. And I have four children. Well, I have to admit that sometimes I start to come down with something, but it never turns into anything. I do have a few tricks, like I wash my hands a lot, and I don't touch a lot of doorknobs. But really, I just take Youngevity supplements. They have so many ways to build up your immune system, like Ultimate Killer Biotic FX, CFX, OPCT, Colloidal Silver. They all strengthen your natural defenses, and I always have them in my medicine cabinet. For more info, call me at 335-3216, 335-3216. Email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com or check out vitamingoddess.com.
Hello, Charlie Friedman here with a great tip for the weekend. Take a break and visit Village Fair Antiques in beautiful Aptos Village. Village Fair Antiques is located in the huge Apple Barn right behind the Bayview Hotel. It holds over 18,000 square feet of the most interesting antiques you'll find anywhere, from 12 of the most interesting local merchants you'll find anywhere. In fact, Village Fair Antiques is so interesting, Country Homes Magazine rated it as one of the six top antique stores in all of America, and that is interesting. You'll find antique oak, period lighting pieces, vintage watches, oriental collectibles, silver, china, crystal, paintings, nautical gifts, children's gifts, fretwork, military collectibles, garden accessories, and gold, diamond, and platinum jewelry. And did I mention fun? Coffee is always only 25 cents, and browsing is free, and the weather is always perfect inside the Village Fair Antiques in beautiful Aptos. Take a break and head to Village Fair Antiques this weekend and tell them Charlie sent you.
Yeah, I like the song from Chicago. 4th of July, right? Saturday in the park.
Saturday in the park. You got
it. And it is Saturday on the Bay, the Monterey Bay, at 7 minutes before 11 o'clock. We're talking to you at 479-1080, taking as many calls as possible. Cheryl, I'm going to give you one more chance. Cheryl,
here.
You're on the air. Speak.
Okay, I'm speaking. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I want to know why nobody, especially the media, of course we know why the media doesn't, but why nobody's covering chemtrails that are spraying around the whole planet.
Sure, you're covering it right now. You've just used local radio to your advantage.
Somebody needs to. This is very upsetting.
All right, tell us about it. That's why we're doing the show.
And HARP and those Tetris things on top of the cell towers.
Yeah, no, HARP.
Let's
talk about HARP, okay?
HARP is scary.
HARP. And I have it here. HARP stands for High Frequency Active Oral Research Program. Folks,
right.
This is not a conspiracy. This is not the stuff of kooks. Go online. It is billions of dollars of our taxpayer money is going into HARP. And they are sending trillions of watts of electricity up into the ionosphere to try to control the weather, I think, pretty much,
well,
right?
It's not only that, they can use it as a weapon.
And explain how that would happen.
They can actually shoot it up into space, and it can arc back down and be like an atomic explosion, but without the radiation.
Sounds cool. Sounds like that's where I want my tax dollars going.
That's where I want mine going, too. And the chemtrails they're spraying us with include barium, aluminum, blood particles, and nanobots. And people are getting a disease called Morgellons disease, and everybody's telling me...
Morgellons. Morgellons disease,
and my son thinks I'm crazy, and he tells me...
You're not crazy.
Chemtrails, and I tell him he's nut job, and look in the air.
You know, Cheryl, you're not crazy. Repeat after me. Say, I am not crazy.
I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. You just know exactly what's going on.
I know exactly. I wish I didn't sometimes. But
you know, it's
know
scary stuff, but it is, a lot of it is true. Some of it isn't.
Some of it is true.
And you know what? If 10% of this stuff is true, we need to be talking about it, and call screeners across the country have to stop calling these people freaks and trying to screen them off the air. I'm sorry, but that station to the left of us on 810 of the dial, they don't allow people to call up and talk about this stuff.
I know that.
So, you know, that's the problem. They don't have the guts. They don't have the balls, folks.
They don't have the honies, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Okay, there's a lot of callers on the line. I'm just going to move through the calls real quick, but the one other one I'm going to mention and go into detail more at the other hour of the Saturday special, the 11 to 12 hour, and that is the issue of vaccines and whether you want to give your kids vaccines, knowing some of the things I will be soon telling you. Now, I'm going to take Joe and Salinas. Joe, you've been so patient. Thank you for holding.
Yeah. It's probably an agenda, but Planned Parenthood, under the guise of helping women and being there for women, has in fact been responsible for more murders than anywhere else, any other time in United States history.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I agree with you. I mean, I don't like the idea of killing babies at all. I think adoption is a much better alternative than abortion, no doubt. And I think Planned Parenthood should be talking about adoption, especially when there's a lot of qualified people out there who are interested in adopting babies. There's a shortage of babies out there, so there's no need to have an abortion. I agree with you there. But I still think it is between a woman and her doctor. I don't think the government should make laws about abortion. Was there anything else you called about?
Yeah, in any other law or any other regulation where you say, or we know that it's illegal, you say, well, we don't want the government to get involved in enforcing it. Who's going to enforce it?
Enforce what?
Well, in this, say somebody goes through a stop sign. I can't stop them. That requires the police.
I'm not against all laws. I think that there should be driving laws on the road, of course.
But you said that you are against abortion, but you don't think the government should be involved in
enforcing. I think that if somebody wants to have an abortion, then I just don't think that in the era when women were sticking hangers up because they wanted to have an abortion, I just think it should be something that could be handled medically. Just like I think drugs should be legal too. It's something that should be between you and your doctor, and it shouldn't be morals shouldn't be legislated. I think that's really what it boils down to. Joe, thanks for calling. We have some lines open at 479-1080. Liberty, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. I'm sorry you had to hold so long.
Yeah, is this me?
That's you, finally. You waited, and you're on the air.
Yeah, I think probably the most timely, conspiracy frauds since April 15th is coming up is the fraudulent nature of the passage of the 16th Amendment and the IRS, which is not part of the Department of the Treasury. It's documentable. But there are two websites that people should check out between now and April 15th. Not that it'll keep you from paying your taxes, because if the mafia comes around and they want their protection money, you're probably going to go ahead and pay the mafia just so your house doesn't get trashed, but anyway, supremelaw.org is one, and they have a section called 31 Answers about the 16th Amendment. And just one out of the 31 is that there is no express language repealing two constitutional clauses mandating that direct taxes must be apportioned.
We're about to hit Fox News.
I'll speed it up. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the U.S. Supreme Court have both ruled that repeals.
Nikki, I don't have that clock on my screen, so as soon as Fox News comes on, just bring it up. Okay? AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Regal. For 4 days now, cargo boat Captain Richard Phillips has been held hostage by Somali pirates. The boat that Phillips had commanded, meantime, is just pulled into port in Kenya. For the latest, we go live to Fox News Radio's Pia Chattopadhyay.
That's right, Karen. I'm standing right next to the Maersk Alabama in Mombasa that's just pulled in with its American crew on board. Now, agents
are on board, heavily armed agents going deck by deck. We're expecting that they will debrief the crew. One of the crew members has spoken. We are learning details of what happened. He said he is safe and fine, but the ordeal was scary. And they're all the crew members are praising their captain, Richard Phillips, who they say saved their lives, saying he offered himself up to the pirates as a hostage so his crew could be freed. Of course, the captain's still being held hostage on that lifeboat off the waters of Africa right now, Karen.
Police explaining, though not in any detail, what led them to arrest Sunday school teacher Melissa Huckabee in the murder of a little girl in California, Police Sergeant Tony Sheneman.
Information that we received from people in the community and some things that were collected.
Let's go live now to Fox News Radio, Sharon Katchen.
Tracy police say 28-year-old Melissa Huckabee drove herself to the station at their request and calmly parked and walked in. They say she spoke calmly at first, then became emotional, and eventually seemed resigned. Sergeant Sheneman says Sandra Cantu's family was in disbelief that the mother of a girl Sandra played with, a Sunday school teacher, would allegedly kill her. Back to you, Karen.
The death toll's up to 4 in Texas as wildfires continue to burn there and in Oklahoma, burning more than 90,000 acres and destroying hundreds of homes. And the twister toll, Tennessee's governor visiting spots in his state, hit hard by tornadoes. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
10 years, 10 number one singles later, Rascal Flatts returns to lend a boot kick to this week's Fox Light Music Release Roundup. Their latest is titled, appropriately, Unstoppable. Equally unstoppable is Neil Young, who drops his seemingly annual effort, Fork in the Road. James Taylor had so much fun doing his covers album last year that he just kept on going. And now we get the 7-song EP, Other Covers. It's like 2004 all over again in the rap game, with the long-absent Jadakiss dropping The Last Kiss, and Fat Joe drops Jealous One's Still Envy, or Pose 2. Ben Folds Presents University Acapella has Ben's greatest hits, sung by acapella groups from colleges across the nation. And make sure you get the free, extended Fox Light podcast on iTunes and FoxNewsTalk.com. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk.
Some of banking's biggest boys apparently don't like the rules in the playground.
We've seen some smaller banks jump out of the federal TARP program, but now it looks like some of the bigger banks are itching to get out, too. They don't like all the strings that the Treasury Department has put on the money, like executive pay and how many foreigners they can employ, and they're wondering if more changes are on the way. But the problem is they agreed to pay high premiums for what you can think of as early withdrawal. Another worry is the stress test that they're completing over the next few weeks. In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News Radio.
Drywall from China was cheap during the housing boom. Now contractors and homeowners are learning it may not have been cheap at all. There have been hundreds of complaints of fumes coming from that drywall, and there have been dozens of lawsuits filed in the Southwest. Violence in Iraq is on the upswing.
Fresh bloodshed amid a marked increase in violence recently here in Iraq. 9 Iraqis today killed and 30 others injured 35 miles south of Baghdad. A suicide bomber blew himself up next to government-paid fighters queuing for their wages. It comes 24 hours after 5 US soldiers were killed in a car bombing in the capital. More than 36 other lives have been claimed in similar attacks in the past 5 days. Al-Qaeda is being blamed for much of these attacks, although sectarian violence between Sunni and Shia Muslims continues. In Baghdad, Dominic Di Natale, Fox News Radio.
When we're driving, we're prepared for many things. On that list may or may not be flying gorillas. John Bray was minding his own business, driving in Minnesota, when a giant stuffed gorilla flew off the truck in front of him. The gorilla was polite and didn't disturb other drivers when he wound up on the side of the road. Bray pulled over and rescued Mr. Gorilla. Mr. Gorilla still had his price tags on and was pretty expensive. It's your gorilla. You should let Bray know. You can find his number pretty easy. He was the guy to catch the gorilla on the road. He happens to work for the Minnesota Department of Transportation. I'm Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Yeah, your Central Coast weather outlook. We are having a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 62 today. The west-northwest winds will be between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 46 and west-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 64. West-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast the northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 feet or less, and a northwest swell 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. Tonight, the west winds 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 3 feet in the evening, becoming 2 feet or less, with a west swell of 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds and patchy fog. On Sunday, the west winds will be 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, and a northwest swell 2 to 5 feet at 11 seconds with patchy fog. Current temperatures in Watsonville, it's 52. It's 52 in Monterey and 54 in Salinas. We are at 55 degrees here in Santa Cruz outside KSEO studios. The official time is 11:06 and 23 seconds on this Saturday, April 11th, 2009. Up next, we got the second hour of the Saturday special with Glenn. Stay tuned. I'm Nikki James, and this is KSEO Santa Cruz.
Yes, sir. And Nikki, I like the bumper music. Did you pick that Strawberry Fields or whatever?
You bet I did.
I liked it.
420.
The sun's finally starting to come out here.
Yeah, it's actually looking nice out there right now.
Oh, wait, we're talking over. We got it back up.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there was a donut. We were supposed to talk in the middle.
I know.
It's okay.
Bye.
Bye.
What a sexy voice. So, you know, for those of you who don't know, donut is a radio term where there's a music bed in the middle with vocals on either side so the talk show host can talk in the middle. In any case, it is 6 or 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. My name is Glenn. We're taking your calls at 479-1080. Calling all conspiracy kooks, freaks, and wackos. I am your host. I am your friend. You can call and I will put you on the air. Believe it or not, I actually don't think you're a freak or a wacko, because at least half, if not more, of these theories are probably true. And if they are, we should all be worried. So the number to dial is 479-1080, and you can be on the radio, especially new callers, younger people, and women. I want to give you to the front of the line, because talk radio so often neglects you, young people, new callers, and women. And I'm sorry, but if you're a usual caller to the Saturday special or to the radio station, I'm going to keep you on hold longer than I would a new caller. That doesn't mean you can't call in, but you're just going to have to stay on hold a little bit longer. 479-1080. My name is Glenn. I'm in for MZ, who's out enjoying himself on this fine day. We actually do have a little bit of sun coming through the clouds, but it's still pretty gloomy out there and still pretty cold. What's going on? This is supposed to be spring already. I can't wait for the warm weather. Anyway, I just want to mention one thing, and then we're going to go to the calls. This is from the law offices of Stephen C. Volker, not related to Paul Volcker. He is waging a legal battle on behalf of the citizens of Santa Cruz and other counties here in Northern California about the light brown apple moth spray. Now, that hasn't gone away. If people out there think that they're not trying to continue to spray, they are, believe me. But we've held them off for a little while. By the way, has anyone seen a light brown apple moth lately at all this summer? I think the light brown apple moth, that's a conspiracy. That's a mother of all conspiracies. Because I mean, they were around for like one summer a year ago, and then that's it. I haven't seen a light brown apple moth ever since. And yet they really want to spray us. Do you know that Sutera, the company that manufactures Checkmate, which is this particular chemical instrument they want to spray over private property, that was one of the largest contributors to Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign, believe it or not. Yes, that is true. All right, this is the press release. Obama administration asks court to suppress identity of harmful chemicals used in the Apple Moth spray. They tell you about the active ingredient, but they won't list the inert ingredients. San Francisco. Environmental leaders from throughout the San Francisco and Monterey Bay areas have asked federal district judge Sandra Armstrong to deny the United States Environmental Protection Agency's motion to block disclosure of the chemicals used in the Checkmate pesticides sprayed on Monterey and Santa Cruz residents as part of the government's apple moth eradication program. So essentially, they want to keep this a secret. They don't, we want to find out, and the EPA doesn't want to let us know. The EPA is asking Judge Armstrong to prevent the disclosure of the chemicals in the spray, claiming the manufacturer's proprietary interest outweighs the public's right to know. Since when is the EPA looking out for Sutera Corporation and their manufacturing of Checkmate? I thought the EPA was the Environmental Protection Agency. I thought they're supposed to protect us. What are we coming to here? Man, 479-1080, call in and tell me what you think about this. But this has not gone away. Now, why would they want to be spraying us now? There's no more moth left. I think it's just because they want the right to be able to chemically trespass our private property and spray stuff over our heads. That who knows what kind of goofy, weird thing is going to happen. You'll grow green hair at the bottom of your feet in a few years, for all you know, because they're not going to tell us what chemicals are in there. I'm concerned about it. Are you? Opposing the spray program and seeking disclosure of its chemical ingredients are the lead plaintiff, headed up by Paul Volcker, North Coast Rivers Alliance, Richmond Mayor Gail McLaughlin, Albany Mayor Robert Lieber, Santa Cruz City Councilman Tony Madrigal, and the leaders of the anti-spray movement in each of the affiliated counties, together with the victims of the previous apple moth spray debacle in Monterey and Santa Cruz counties. The basis for this lawsuit is that the EPA ignored key public safety protections of the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act, FIFRA, and the Federal Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act in granting an exemption from registration of the ingredients of the two apple moth pesticides sprayed in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties by the USDA and the California DFA. As a result, several hundred citizens were injured and filed reports with the CDFA, many documented by physicians. More than 650 seabirds were killed, and hundreds of upland birds, domestic pets, and other animals were poisoned. USDA and CDFA are threatening to spray these unsafe pesticides again in the San Francisco Bay Area. And even though EPA's own regulations classify these pesticides as unsafe for spraying over residential and urban areas, they're gonna try to do it anyway. And there's no moth. So, I mean, tell me, is there anyone out there? I guess everyone agrees with me on this one. But if that's not a conspiracy with Sutera making huge donations to Schwarzenegger's campaign, that's an above board conspiracy. There's nothing even funky about that. At 479-1080, we'll be taking your call shortly, and we do have a few lines open right now. So if you want to call in, you can certainly call in. What do you like about talk radio? What do you hate about talk radio? This station or other stations? Like I said, my favorite show on talk radio, hands down, is George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM. I think that's the coolest show on radio. I stay up all night and listen to it. And I also like Dave Allen's show on Sunday. He has some terrific guests. I like learning about conspiracies, whether I agree with them or not. And like I was saying last hour, I think too often conspiracy callers on talk shows are put at the back of the line or not aired at all. They're screened out by the call screeners, and they're called kooks and freaks and everything else. And I just don't think it's right. So that's why I'm here today, and I'm putting all the conspiracy kooks, freaks, and wackos on the air at 479-1080. I think I might be a conspiracy freak because I see a lot of conspiracies out there. I've been talking to a large number of doctors and medical professionals who will not vaccinate their kids. I don't know enough about this. Does anyone out there know about this? 479-1080. Why is it that the Amish, the Pennsylvania Amish, who don't vaccinate their kids on religious grounds, why don't they come down with autism? Why don't they have all these chronic diseases that the rest of us are getting? I wonder why. Also, why is it that they want to give babies hepatitis B injection vaccines at the time of their birth when they have no immunity? Hepatitis B is only contracted sexually or using intravenous needles. And unless your infant is going to go out and have sex or shoot up heroin in the first 6 months of his or her life, why do you want to let the hospital inoculate your child who's barely a day old with hepatitis B vaccine? Maybe somebody can straighten me out on that, 479-1080. I don't particularly know, but I do know this. I know that Gulf War syndrome, many people believe the troops got it from the vaccines they were forced to take. And now many soldiers are coming back and they can't have jobs and they have chronic fatigue and all kinds of other reactions. And it's commonly known as Gulf War syndrome. And I think they might have been guinea pigs. I don't know for sure, but I can tell you one thing. They're going to be in the veterans hospital system for the rest of their life. And that's a good way for the people who want to, if they did want to test a vaccine or a chemical on a control group, there's no better group than the people in the military, the Gulf War veterans. I got another one for you. Marijuana. I mean, I think that's a conspiracy. It was criminalized due to vested interests such as pharmaceutical companies, beer companies, paper companies such as Hearst, who owned Forrest and newspapers and used the media to influence to protect its paper industry. Basically, hemp could be used to make paper. It's fiberboard. Fuel, you can make biofuels out of it. And it's still, to this day, you can't grow hemp in the United States for this purpose. You can in Canada, but you can't grow it in the United States. Now, why is that? Hearst had a bunch of forests, which they used for paper, and also had a newspaper concern as well. And Hearst drew up the whole Reefer Madness thing in the 1920s and was succeeded in getting marijuana criminalized. I think by 1937, marijuana was criminalized right around the time that alcohol was, prohibition was ended. So I think the law enforcement industrial complex also had a lot to gain since alcohol was no longer a criminal offense. They needed something to be able to criminalize. Now, I have Eileen in Santa Cruz on the line. You dialed 479-1080. Eileen, you didn't call already today, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, because we're limiting it to one call a day per person. Thank you for calling 479-1080. You've got your 2 minutes of fame.
Okay, Glenn. Well, first of all, great show. I'm really enjoying it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and about all these so-called conspiracy theories, just like... was it Leilani?
Yes, Leilani.
Yeah, she is so right. It's an agenda. It has nothing to do with conspiracies. These things are real. And by the way, my husband did a show a couple of years ago on the weather modification. It was called About Those Chemtrails in the Sky. They're real. And like that lady that called in about them, everyone tells her she's crazy. But it's all real. This is an agenda. And about the shots, that's another thing. That's a total pharmaceutical.
What do you think about that?
Well, I know for sure that that is definitely, it's the pharmaceutical / the medical people.
I would love to know if there's anyone out there that's either pregnant or has young kids. Are you vaccinating your kids? Is there anyone out there that isn't vaccinating their kids and why? 479-1080? I'd love to know that.
Glenn, I'll tell you right now, I have a perfect example for you. My grandchildren, none of them are vaccinated. They're as healthy as can be, and I have a friend back east who is the mother of the children is a nurse, and she had her children vaccinated, and you won't believe it, but her three boys are all autistic. The same ages as my grandchildren.
I don't doubt it. I'm hearing this over and over again, and I will never, I don't care if they lock me up and they tie me up and tickle me with a feather, they will never get it out of me. But there are doctors I know, reputable doctors
yes.
out there, medical doctors who will never go on record to say this.
Yes.
But they'll pull you aside and say, between me and you, I wouldn't vaccinate my kids.
Thank
my life
you.
Depended on it.
Thank you, Glenn. And in fact, the grandmother, who is my friend back east, of these three boys, told her that. He wouldn't go on record, but he said those children became autistic because of those shots. I'm very sorry to have to tell you that, because the whole family is now destroyed. This total, the mother wants to commit suicide. She said the only reason she doesn't is because she has a daughter, her oldest, who at that time, obviously, maybe the shots weren't as full of that poison because she's okay. But they also say that boys tend to become autistic more than girls. But whatever the reason, it's the shots. I agree.
I don't know what they're putting, but you know, it's one of those things where it benefits, or at least they say it benefits most of society, and then the casualties are the few people who it doesn't agree with, and they've got to be sacrificed at the altar of the benefits of the greater good of society. And as a libertarian, as a civil libertarian, I detest the idea that any time an individual's right is sacrificed for the greater good of the whole. And I think that's one of the things that makes America different from many other countries throughout history, is that we are a country that respects individual rights first and foremost.
That's exactly right. I agree with you 100%, Glenn. And really, you're doing a great service, because when people want to talk about things like 9/11, which we know did not happen the way it was portrayed, then we should be able to talk about it. And like you said, the internet is a great place. But
as long as we have it.
Yes, as long as we have it. And radio, like you said, this is the last radio station you can even call in. And I won't mention any names, but some of the hosts do not like it when you mention 9/11.
Absolutely. Some of the hosts don't even like the Beatles. I won't mention any names there either.
Oh, yeah. More than one.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as I'm concerned, not liking the Beatles is a capital offense.
That I agree 100% with that. And also the last thing, Glenn.
Sure.
About the problem is with the people. They have been dumbed down. Now, have you heard of that teacher John Taylor Gatto?
No.
Oh my gosh, you must read his book. It's called The Dumbing Down, I think, of the American educational system. He's great. He goes around the country now giving speeches. John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O.
We'll have to Google him.
Oh, you must read this book. That's what's wrong with the people. They have been dumbed down so long. Like in the 50s, it started with the Edison Project, it's called. And the children are being taught, you know, all of this junk that they don't need, and how not to think on
their
own.
And we wonder why this country is slipping economically.
Yeah.
And you wonder why, when you pick up the phone and to make an airline reservation or to call your insurance company, you're routed to the Philippines or to India. You know, it's because, you know, one of the things, and I know I'm going to get a lot of calls on this, and I honestly think Americans are becoming a nation of incompetent whiners and complainers.
Yeah.
Americans aren't, you know, the hard workers that built this country anymore. And I do think it's by design. I do think, look, I wouldn't want my kids spending time watching MTV, reality TV, or any of the other stuff. I'm going to have my kids out there mowing the lawn and learning what it is to work and to make a buck. And when I was a kid, I used to deliver the newspaper when I was 13 years old. Not
sure.
Nine, no. Okay. I wish I could say that. But no, at 13 years old, I was out there delivering the newspaper. And, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years, these kids have been so spoiled.
Yes.
And these kids aren't prepared to work and break a sweat. It's no wonder these companies are hiring people in India to man the phones. Listen, Eileen,
yes,
call again. And by the way, thank you. And by the way, anyone out there that thinks this show is a breath of fresh air, or for that matter, if you think the show is a crock, I want you to make sure you email the radio station and tell them what you think. In order to do that, you want to email Michael at mz@ksco.com. That's mz@ksco.com. Are you signaling to me we got commercials? Well, we got some calls on hold, but we want to take a lot of calls. So 479-1080. And if you want to just not be on the air, but you want to complain about the show or compliment it, either way, 479-2222. That's just to leave a recording for the station manager. Okay? And we'll be at your calls right after this at 479-1080.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right. if everybody's wrong.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the karate glove. And I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
Chop wood, concrete, trees. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya! Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. Picture this in your mind. You're calmly lying down, your eyes are softly closed, your head is cradled on a pillow. A warm comforter is pulled up to your chin. You're oblivious to the passing time, drifting and dreaming peacefully. Are you at home asleep? No, you're completing your dental care while sedated. How is this possible? By taking a safe, simple pill, years worth of dental problems can be solved in one appointment. Hours can pass and it feels like seconds. You will feel like you slept through your appointment, remembering little to nothing about it. We call it sedation dentistry, but our patients from Palo Alto to Big Sur call it a miracle. Call me, Dr. Guy Peabody, at 457-0343. You deserve comfortable, individualized attention and a healthy smile. Find me in the Santa Cruz Yellow Pages or visit me on the web at www.drpeabody.com. Again, call 457-0343. You, too, can wake up to a beautiful smile.
How does a family that has worked together for so long stay together for so long? Hello, I'm Gary Trowbridge, third-generation owner of Palace Art and Office Supply.
And we always answer by taking good care of our customers. Hi, I'm Roy Trowbridge, also third generation. Family-owned Palace Art and Office Supply is celebrating our 60th anniversary.
By taking good care of our customers.
With fun deals like Sharpie pens at 60 cents, stretch canvas at 60% off, and much, much more.
Like giving away a $150 shopping spree at Palace Art and Office Supply in downtown Santa Cruz, and another spree at 41st Avenue in Capitola. Hi, I'm Frank Trowbridge, third generation.
We've been working together week after week, year after year, decade after decade. I'm Jamin, fourth generation Trowbridge.
Hi, I'm Faith, fifth generation Trowbridge. We keep thinking about you because I want to grow up and work at Palace too.
Palace Art and Office Supply in Santa Cruz and Capitola, a proud member of Think Local First.
Hello, this is Donald Davidson, the host of the Perspectives Radio Show on every Saturday, 12 noon. We interview well-known authors and doctors in many fields, bringing you cutting-edge news on current events on both a local and national level. So listen in to the Perspectives Radio Show at 12 noon on Saturdays on 1080 KSCO.
KSCO, Santa Cruz.
All right. Rock and roll, baby. At 29 minutes past 11 o'clock, the Saturday special, Glennon for MZ, I made a boo-boo. The number, 429-2222. If you want to just vent and not have me at the other end of the line, you can do that. You can vent to the voicemail, 429-2222, 429-2222, and tell Michael and the management of this radio station what you think of this host, and you know, good or bad, and also mz@ksco.com. Now, if you want to spar with me, I'll be all ears, and there's room for you right now. We only have a half an hour left on the show, and I'm going to take as many calls as possible, so do call and be on the radio. If you haven't been on the air before, especially, now is your time. I'm a very liberal, very friendly host to people who think out of the box. So go for it. 479-1080 to be on the radio. Like Dennis did from Soquel, calling 479-1080. Dennis, you're on the radio.
Hi. I want to say I think this program is a crock of fresh air.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it's very good. I haven't heard the whole thing, but a number of people have called up and said that what is happening and what's been happening is not a conspiracy but an agenda. And I think people are afraid of the term because it's been thrown around so much and ridiculed. But someone earlier said it, it meant conspire meant two people breathing together. Well, two people are breathing together, but what's the problem with that? The problem is that they're planning to break the law. That's what a conspiracy is, two people planning or plotting to break a law, commit an evil act. And we have laws, mainly the Constitution, and in order for agendas to come about, they have to conspire in order to bring about an illegal agenda. So people aren't able to present their agenda up front in the light. They have to do it in secret. And so that's what a conspiracy is. And these people are, you know, planning to do something, and they could be working in government where, you know, one person is supposed to watch through checks and balances the other person. Instead, they both agree, hey, let's, in order to get our agenda through, let's.
And, you know, that's not what this country is all about. We're supposed to have a division, checks and balances in powers, so people are not in cahoots with one another.
Absolutely. And over the years, this has broken down, and the last, you know, a dozen administrations, it's really gotten to be bad, and we haven't been able to use the law. And this is why we have the Second Amendment and the First Amendment, so we can look at what the government is doing. And if the government goes outside the law, then we can rein them back. That's what the newspaper's for, to be a watchdog.
Well,
that's,
what newspapers? You know, they're all going out of business now.
Well, you're right, but the news agencies and the right to assemble, the freedom of the press, freedom of speech. This is also, we can criticize the government, not to be called kooks with tinfoil hats, but to expose these guys and what they're doing. This is so patriotic, it's unbelievable. This is exactly the way our framers, you know, designed this country.
Do you call this radio station or other radio stations much, or is this the first time you're on the radio?
No, I called it maybe a couple times.
Yeah, you know, I noticed one thing is we're getting a lot of new callers today. I really like that. You know, I listen, I'm not on this station hardly ever, but I do listen, and I notice that we've been taking a lot of new callers, and people, I guess, feel that at least they can call in and be heard. Have you ever tried to call up on any other radio stations?
Yes, a few.
And have they screened you out, or how was the experience?
Some have been difficult.
You know, I think that, you know, you talk about an agenda. I mean, in listening to talk radio across the country, I think they're really trying to keep people off the air talking about this stuff. And until recently, you know, you have Glenn Beck now and even Sean Hannity tipping his hat to some of these conspiracy people. But until recently, you didn't even hear a whiff of it on the air, because the call screeners have screened it all out.
Well, a lot of information is coming to light, and these guys would be absolute fools if they denied it at this point. I don't think they're coming on board. I think they're just kind of agreeing, saying, oh, yeah, you've heard it here first. But you're not really hearing anything. I think they're kind of disinformation people. There is information out there, and we need to look at it. And everybody should be able to speak, and if somebody makes an accusation concerning some crime that's going on with government or whatever, it should be investigated. It should be looked at. It should be taken seriously. And, you know, if it doesn't pan out, then so be it. But just to ignore it and to criticize it and say, oh, those guys are fools, or, you know, they're conspiracy nuts. Our whole Constitution was designed to have a real critical eye of the government. Our founders didn't like government. They thought it was a necessary
evil. Well, you know,
that
really, really bugged me to see the Obamas going to and kissing royal butt with the Queen of England, bowing and all this other stuff. I mean, I just don't even feel comfortable with the president meeting with the Queen of England. What does the Queen of England have to do with anything? Number one, we fought and kicked their butt to earn our own independence, and now we're kowtowing to them? Just doesn't make any sense.
Well, he's moving us into, and it's not his idea. He didn't come up with it. I think he's a puppet. But the trend is for us, the agenda is for us to move into a whole global system.
Dennis, I really appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. It's a great show.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. It's good to hear from you. We've got a full, wide open. There's absolutely nobody that wants to talk to me. If anyone cares to engage me in dialogue, call now. I'll put you on the air, and I promise I'll be nice to you.
I don't understand why nobody wants to talk to you. You're incredibly interesting.
Well, thanks.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk to me about your opinions of gay marriage.
I think gay marriage should be a right a long time ago.
And why?
Well, for one thing, marriage is something that is not a function of government. It could be a function of government in that you go down to City Hall, but government shouldn't have moral authority to say who two sovereign individuals, free individuals in this free country, based on their sex, if they want to get married. The government, that's a moral issue. The government doesn't belong in morals. Where the government belongs is just in administrating, just putting the stamp on. If you've got two people that want to marry, the government should come in and put a stamp on it. Now, a church shouldn't necessarily have, shouldn't have to marry two gay people. If the church doesn't want to, then the gay people, they can start their own church. That's what makes America great. What do you think, Nikki? Do you agree with me or no? Oh, Nikki's screening calls. Look at that. We got four people that called up. I guess all I needed to do was simply say that the lines are free, and now everyone and their son and daughter and cousin and uncle is calling this radio station. We now have four people waiting to go on the air, and we have at least a couple lines that are free at 479-1080. So I'm going to blaze through these calls really fast because we only got 20 minutes left of the show. So everyone's going to get a chance to be on the air at 479-1080 really quick. It's amazing how many people are out there listening but didn't call in until I said call. And here they are. All right, GR and Seaside, you're on the air.
Hey, first off, I want to say I totally agree with you about the Beatles.
Aren't they awesome, man?
Yeah, I think anyone doesn't like the Beatles is probably wearing their tin hat too tight. So, okay, a couple things. You talked about the girl praying for the Live Run Apple Moth.
Yes.
Regardless of what's going on with the contents of that spray, and I totally think that there should be full disclosure of the active and inert ingredients. I think there's also concern that that could just be some generic inert ingredients they use for spraying crops with pesticides and all that. So we really need to know what's in there.
If they're going to violate our property with chemicals, we want to know what they are. But why?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's about it. I mean, if they have the right, the government has the right to come onto our land and spray us with chemicals that we're going to breathe and touch and absorb into our body and not tell us what those chemicals are, we truly are living in 1984 in Big Brother.
I have even other concerns because I don't know what the chain of custody is with the with those chemicals through that entire process. You know, do they have those under some kind of
exactly? Who knows what kind of experiments they're doing? Absolutely.
Well, not even that. Just think of it from a terrorist standpoint. What if a terrorist would know that those chemicals are going to be sprayed overhead, scheduled spray, and then somehow they got in there and swapped out the contents of the with the checkmate and put in some biological, warfare agent in there?
I don't put it past them. I really don't. I mean, the thing is, if they're going to inviolate, first of all, I don't think they should be allowed to come on your property and spray chemicals above your head at all without your agreement. And that's why this country is great. To the extent that we'd be able to stop this legally is because we respect the sovereignty of the individual and the sanctity of the individual liberty over that of the greater good. Now, that is truly socialism when you put the good of the public ahead of the rights of the individual. Now, in this case, I don't think anyone benefits because there's no moths out there. I got a lot of calls. Thanks for calling.
Just real quick, if we have a scheduled spray and people are expecting the planes to be going overhead spraying and, they think, oh, that's just a moth spray. But, if there's something else in there that some terrorists put in there, no one's going to even think about that it's a problem until they start dropping dead.
Terrorists and enemies, foreign and or domestic.
Yeah,
keep that in
I
mind.
Like your show. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling the radio station. That's another new caller I never hear on the station. Lynette, you're on the air. KSCO 1080 at 479-1080. Thanks for exercising your free speech rights. Go for it. Lynette?
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon.
You're on the air.
Thank you. I tuned in on my way to work and thought I would just give you some information about your vaccine.
Yeah, please. Some callers said to Google NVIC.
That was me who called in earlier.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The National Vaccine Information Center is a center that gives out information about what they call hot lots of vaccinations that are coming up with a lot of disturbing consequences and injuries and deaths and whatnot. And they're a great organization for finding out how you can best either avoid taking vaccinations or what you can do as far as if you choose to take vaccines, how to best have your kid be ready, whether they're healthy or you don't get three shots at one time and you separate them out or whatever. But it's a great organization, and they've got good information about how to avoid getting sick or, you know, having worse things happen to your kids about that. But
are you a mother?
Check that out.
Are you a mother?
No, but I did a college paper on this back in the 90s. And the short story is that I believe that that there was a relationship between autism and vaccines. And this was back in the early 90s. And I ended up having a direct conversation with a physician down in San Diego who said that indeed there is a direct connection, but that's not the only reason there's autism. You know, there's different reasons. There's a whole spectrum of how come autism comes about, but that vaccinations are only one small part of that. But now that was years ago, so I don't know where the study is right now. But as far as the NVIC, that's a great place to go to get information about what you can do as a parent, getting information, you know, to make wise choice.
Listen, you were a terrific caller. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks.
And once again, you've never called the station before, have you?
I call in the morning. I talk to Rosemary and stuff. But this is the first time I've talked to you on a Saturday, so thanks for the show.
Hey, not a problem. It's somebody I haven't heard call in. A lot of people are new that are calling in, and that's wonderful. So we want new people to call in. Young people and women get top priority. David in Carmel, thanks for calling KSCO and dialing 479-1080 to be on the air.
Yes, I called in two things. One is I don't believe the government should do anything with marriage, gay or straight.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I need a license to get married from the government.
Yeah, morality is not something you can legislate. It just has to be something you handle on your own in a free society.
Well, that aside, why does the government have to give anybody a license to get married?
I agree. I mean, I think there's something good about testing for AIDS before you get married. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the fact that married couples get can file joint tax return. That's fine. Certain things are okay, but that's just about it.
Well, okay and necessary is two different things, and if it's not necessary, the government ought to stay out of it.
Excellent.
The other thing I called about is earlier you compared marijuana and hemp like it was the same thing.
Well, they come from the same plant, and hemp is actually illegal in the United States.
Hemp is not illegal in the United States.
Well, it's imported, but they don't grow it here.
You need a permit for it. It's grown in Hawaii. It's the only place I know that it's grown. And hemp is a cousin of marijuana. It's not the same plant.
Well, no. It is the same plant. It's just the male plant, whereas cannabis, sativa, and indica are the female preparations of the same plant, from what I understand.
Let's not argue over that. But
yeah.
The hemp is grown in Hawaii with a federal permit.
Okay.
Which means it's not illegal. You just have a permit.
But they make it the bottom line is they make it difficult for, people to use it for non-drug related uses like making paper, using hemp seed. If anyone knows more about this, they're welcome to call in. But from what I understand, all the hemp seed products are sterilized and imported from Canada. But you can't actually make hemp seed in the United States for people to make, hemp butter and things like that out of it.
They've confiscated truckloads of bird seed because it had hemp seed.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. This isn't even to get high, and not that getting high is so bad. I think people should be allowed to do that, too, in the privacy of their own homes if they're not getting behind the wheel of a car and threatening other people's lives. Why not? I mean, I don't see why in this economy we need to be using good resources and to lock people up in jail for hurting themselves, if in fact they even are hurting themselves.
Well, we haven't learned our lessons yet. With prohibition against alcohol, we made a lot of criminals very rich and killed a lot of people doing that. And I think the prohibition against marijuana, which according to my research, is different than hemp, but
all right. Well, David,
we're causing a lot of problems with prohibition against alcohol showed us it didn't work, but we don't learn from history, apparently.
David from Carmel, are you a regular caller to this radio station?
No, I haven't called before.
You've never called before. Hallelujah. Hooray. You are a new caller. That's what we want here is new callers. Thanks for calling. And any new callers, 479-1080, like Steve. Steve, are you a new caller to the radio station?
Yes, I am.
Another new caller. Woohoo! New caller. All right. New caller, never called KSCO before. Welcome, and thanks for calling the radio station.
I'm glad that you're putting me on. And I've got a number of names here to kind of point out. First starts like with Lincoln. Then there's Francis Archduke Ferdinand. And the sinking of the Lusitania. The burning of the Reichstag. All of these things were brought about, I believe, to bring about getting us into the wars that we were in following those things. I also have a bit of a problem with the gay marriage thing. Now, as far as marriage is concerned, I'll agree with a previous caller. That's between the people, and ought to remain that way. However, when we have marriage, as it was back in the Garden of Eden, am I still online?
Yeah, you're on the air. You're on a 10,000 watt radio station, from Bakersfield to Sacramento and everywhere in between. So speak.
Maybe it's because the phone went blank. I was going, "Who?"
Well, I'm listening to what you're saying. Okay, you dialed 479-1080, and now the station's yours.
Yeah. Well, I thank you very much for that. And the problem I would have with the homosexual marriage is that marriage started in the book of Genesis. And God destroyed Sodom.
Oh, Lord. We don't have time for the religious stuff.
Well, no, I'm not. That's the one and only thing.
Okay.
What we have is a worldview that has changed. And I think that's where you come involved and over the rest of the media is how to shape the worldviews of people who listen or view it on TV. Thank you for doing what you're doing. It's very good that you're doing it because they let people know the other worldviews that are out there. Maybe no one's ever heard of it. But how we can try and get this country back to constitutional confines as it was originally designed would take a reinvigoration of private morality as the founding fathers had back when they wrote it. So basically, I'll kind of leave it at that.
Yeah, well, listen, we really appreciate it. You're a new caller. We love new callers. Thanks for calling.
Well, you have an awesome day then.
Okay, thank you, Steve. And Scott, Steve's calling in Scotts Valley. We have about 13 minutes before the hour of noon. We're going to just pay some bills here, and we're going to be back with more of your calls at 479-1080 and give you the chance to be on the radio. You have 10 minutes left to call in.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 800 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, 800, to qualify for the free VoIP headset. WebEx, now part of Cisco. Used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 800, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Fluorescent light bulbs are great energy savers, but they do contain mercury, which is a harmful substance. Hi, I'm Tim Goncharoff with Santa Cruz County Public Works. When fluorescent bulbs are not disposed of properly, mercury can end up in the ocean, causing harm to humans and our natural environment. You can help prevent mercury pollution by bringing your used fluorescent bulbs to a participating store for proper recycling. These include Scarborough Lumber in Scotts Valley, Ben Lomond, and Boulder Creek, Ace Hardware in Santa Cruz, Aptos, Freedom, and Watsonville, ProBuild in Soquel and Santa Cruz, Green Space in Santa Cruz, and Orchard Supply Hardware in Capitola and Watsonville. You can also bring your used fluorescent bulbs to a county or city facility. For more information, call 454-2160 or visit us at SantaCruzCountyRecycle.org. Remember, Santa Cruz County recycles. This message is brought to you locally and funded by Pacific Gas and Electric Company.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Got a problem with your kitty cat not using a litter box? Is your dog getting on your nerves because he barks too much? Find out what can be done to stop bad behavior like this. Listen in to Dr. Pete's Petpourri here on KSCO. We talk about behavior and health problems in dogs, kitty cats, and yes, even chickens and donkeys. Spend part of your Sunday afternoon with me, Dr. Pete Kiesling, on Petpourri, Sundays at 1 on AM 1080 KSCO.
KSCO, Santa Cruz.
I love the colorful clothes she wears.
Another great song.
And the way the sunlight plays upon your head.
Bum, bum, bum.
I hear the sound of
Nikki, you can sing, can't you?
Yeah, a little
Go
bit.
Go for it.
He's pretty high, actually.
Through the air.
How about this part?
Okay, go for it.
I'm taking a good vibration. She's giving me good excitations. I'm backing up good vibration. She's
bop-bop.
Here, AM 1080 KSCO, and 10 minutes before 12 noon. And once again, we have free phone lines to call in. 10 minutes is a long time. So if you ever wanted to call a radio station, if you're not a usual caller to this station, or you're young or you're a woman, I want to hear from you. Okay? 479-1080, there's somebody calling right now. And we'll love to put you on the air. I hope it's a young person or a woman or a new caller. Any of those three. If you're an old man who calls this radio station a lot, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear from you. I don't mean any harm or anything like that, but I'm just trying to stir things up a little bit and, you know, put some new people on the air. The usual crowd, you know, you've got all these other shows you can call in on. So we do, Nikki is now screening a call. Hopefully this is a new person, a young person, or a woman who wants to be on the radio, 479-1080, talking about any of the topics that we're talking about today. Okay, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello? Am I on the air?
Yes, Marcella. You are a woman, so hooray.
I'm a mother of two vaccine-injured children.
I got to ask you a question. Have you ever called this radio station before?
It's been a long time.
All right, we'll call you a new caller. Awesome,
okay.
Awesome. All right, thanks for calling, and what's on your mind?
Okay, well, I want to add to what that previous caller said about the National Vaccine Information Center. They do more than just report on hot lots. They keep track of all the adverse reactions to vaccines, of which only about 1% are reported. For example, Gardasil, that they have very slick campaign in the media about one less, but they should really say, if you want to have one less daughter, because there have been 21 young women who have been killed by that vaccine. There have been over 9,000 adverse reactions. They keep track of autism, the rates of autism. My son is severely autistic, and it is due not in a small part due to vaccines. It's due to a large part due to vaccines, and it's not just mercury. It's the aluminum, the live viruses, the number of shots. I have to put him in a group home because his behaviors are so severe. People need to be warned that babies are given the hepatitis B shot within 12 hours of birth. That's a highly reactive shot.
But why can they, medically, I can't figure out for the life of me. Hepatitis B you get from either sexual contact or intravenous drug use. Why are they giving it to a baby?
Because they're a captive audience. So the woman is practically helpless after giving birth. My autistic son didn't get that till 1 month, which is pretty bad, but now they give within 5 hours of birth.
So you didn't know this? You have an autistic son that's autistic because of vaccines?
Yes. Read Evidence of Harm. It's in the Steinbeck Library. Read Sanctity of Human Blood. I'm not going to say.
Did you not know about this before you vaccinated your child?
That's right. I knew nothing.
And then you did that. You now had an autistic child, and you went to research and find out why is my child autistic?
Yeah, I've been researching it since the year 2000 when I got a newsletter from Family for Early Autism Treatment talking about the relationship with the thimerosal. And it's not just the thimerosal, but the kids born the late 80s to the mid-90s got tremendous amounts of the mercury, and it has not been removed from vaccines. There was no ban. There was no recall. Even the flu shot that they recommend for pregnant women and babies as young as 6 months, you have to ask for mercury-free, and it takes them a while to order it. Like I said, there's stockpiles of these vaccines. They don't throw away vaccines. Even hot lots they don't throw away. People are so worried about the spraying. They should worry about their daughters, their mothers.
It's the same. It's the two sides of the same coin. People should worry about what they are spraying over our heads and on our properties without telling us the ingredients. Could you imagine that? The FDA the EPA is actually suing to block the release of what these chemicals are they're spraying over our heads. That's just as bad. And the same thing with the vaccines. They probably will not tell you what's in the vaccines.
Right. Don't trust the FHA, the NIH, the CDC. There's a revolving door between their employees and the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies control the media. Yesterday, they were talking, teenagers should go see the doctor every year.
Well, they're the biggest advertiser. I mean, you look at that big station to the left of us on the dial, there's full of drug commercials on that station, and national drug commercials. And just the other day, a host by the name of Gil Gross did a show on vaccines, and it was extremely one-sided in favor of vaccines. And Dr. Dean Adele, very one-sided in favor of vaccines. And you got to wonder why. Look who's buttering their bread.
Yeah, he made disparaging remarks about Larry King and Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy, calling her a has-been actress. I read her book. She's a mother who went through a son she's lucky her son is recovering, but her son died on her many times. He had seizures. I mean, he's one of the lucky ones. My son is not one of the lucky ones. My son will never recover because I found out too late.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You and your son are victims of the vaccine conspiracy.
I'm not the only one, and people seem to think.
Oh, you're not. There's so many people out there.
There's so many people.
And the only reason why we can talk about it right now is because we have an independent radio station here with owners that have couillons.
They show perspectives which follows you.
They've got chutzpah.
They're wonderful. That is so
and you know what? You're not going to hear it on CNN or Fox.
Yeah, or even progressive stations, because they talk so much about universal health care. But why don't we start getting critical? Because a lot of it has to do. I am for universal health care, but I am totally for informed consent. People need to view the proper videos. There's a video called The Vaccination about the kids who are damaged by the vaccines. Did you know that there's over 3,000 people in prison right now for sudden infant death syndrome, and the majority of them are dead because they had adverse reactions, but they would rather
to the vaccines.
Blame the parents. There's over 3,000 people in prison. There's a guy by the name of Alan Yurko.
If you like any of this stuff, definitely listen to Alex Jones on 1340 between 9 and noon, Monday through Friday. And I realize 1340 doesn't go as far as 1080. But listen, I appreciate you listening to and calling in on AM 1080 KSCO.
Thank you so much for not cutting me off.
No problem, Marcella.
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely 100% welcome. And my name is Glenn. And today I was fortunate enough to be asked by Michael to fill in for MZ. And there was no K commentary. I wonder what happened. K, we are waiting for your commentary, so make sure we get one next week. So in any case, it's been absolutely a pleasure having this microphone for the last 2 hours and all the great things we talked about. So if you have something to say, something to add, or like to hear the show or never want to hear it again, you need to dial 429-2222 and leave a voicemail for MZ, the owner of the station, or just email him at mz@ksco.com. And right now I'm going to go take my dog for a walk while I listen to Fox News at 12 o'clock on KSCO, AM 1080 Santa Cruz.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Regal. At last, it has arrived safe in the port of Kenya, the cargo ship attacked by Somali pirates. Now the crew is being debriefed by the FBI. Live to the Mombasa port and Fox News Radio's Pia Chattopadhyay.
Karen, the FBI has been talking with the crew aboard the Maersk Alabama for the last hour. The crew themselves are smiling, relieved to be safe, but worried about their captain still being a hostage of the pirates in the waters off Somalia. His crew is calling Captain Richard Phillips a hero, saying he gave himself up as a hostage to the pirates in exchange for their safety. They say the whole ordeal was very scary, that when the pirates got on board the Alabama, they were able to corner them in the engine room somehow. And although details are still sketchy, they say that's when the captain overtook the pirates, Karen.
Melissa Huckabee is a Sunday school teacher, the daughter of a church pastor. But Tracy, California Police Sergeant Tony Sheneman says she's something else.
She has been booked into San Joaquin County Jail on suspicion of kidnapping and murder of Sandra Cantu.
Live to the courthouse now in Fox News Radio's Sharon Katchen.
Police say the family of murder victim Sandra Cantu is in disbelief because she was friends with Melissa Huckabee's daughter and used to play at Huckabee's home. They say they spoke with Huckabee twice before last night, and inconsistent statements led them to call her in. Sergeant Sheneman says last night Huckabee first spoke calmly, then became emotional, eventually seeming resigned. Karen?
Sharon, thanks. Those wildfires burning in Texas and Oklahoma have killed at least three people. Texas Statewide Command Center spokesman Bill Beebe.
The amount of fire that's out there, it takes a long time to get around that much fire and to make sure that they're all safe.
More than 140,000 acres have been burned. Tennessee's governor visiting places hit hard by tornadoes. Three killed, including a mother and her 9-week-old daughter. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore. Encore.
Comedian and author Joan Rivers offers up a hilarious and informative look at the risks and realities of cosmetic surgery in, and here's the title, Men Are Stupid and They Like Big Boobs.
Now, the title itself.
Marilyn Monroe. I was going out with Marilyn Monroe's lawyer's son when I was in college, and she sat next to me. She said to me, don't ever forget, men are stupid and they like. And I thought, oh.
There have been some accidents with plastic surgery. And so I think this book is really helpful.
This book talks about all the downsides mm-hmm. with each operation, mm-hmm. how to get a good doctor, what it should cost.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That, because doctors vary so much.
I like the fact that you are honest in it, and you talk about, look, I'm an entertainer. I'm on TV. Unless I look good, I'm not going to get a job.
Older women can't get work. Tony Curtis, nothing.
Right.
It's a joke.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
Another day, another bombing in Iraq. A bomber killed 12 Sunni Arab militiamen lining up to pick up their paychecks south of Baghdad. He wounded 32 more and wound up killing himself. Yesterday, 5 U.S. soldiers were killed by another bomber in Mosul. The U.N. Security Council just now condemning North Korea's recent rocket launch, and the council also calling for existing sanctions to be enforced against North Korea. Tensions escalating in the Mideast.
Egyptian officials fear Hezbollah is trying to turn Egypt into Lebanon, where Iranian interests can be advanced. One Egyptian source tells the Arab newspaper Ash-Sharq al-Awsat that the Iranians are doing this to take away attention from their nuclear program. On Friday, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah denied the allegations that his group was planning attacks in Egypt. He said this during a live TV address where he said the accusations are only meant to turn Egyptians away from supporting Hezbollah. The Egyptian government announced this week 49 alleged Hezbollah members were arrested in Egypt. In Jerusalem, Rena Ninen, Fox News Radio.
President Barack Obama used his weekly address to talk about Easter and Passover.
For in a larger sense, they are both moments of reflection and renewal. They're both occasions to think more deeply about the obligations we have to ourselves and the obligations we have to one another, no matter who we are, where we come from, or what faith we practice.
The president also talked about using cooperation between countries to handle the world's problems. To say this was inappropriate is putting it mildly. Comcast Cable's Philadelphia operation aired an overnight broadcast of the Vatican's Good Friday Mass, but something went a little wrong. The broadcast of the Mass suddenly switched to a Girls Gone Wild commercial. A Comcast spokesman says the problem was triggered by a test of the emergency broadcast system. When that happens, usually in the wee hours, the channel is automatically changed to another, which this time happened to be airing the risque commercial. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Actually, good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Your Central Coast weather outlook. We have a mix of clouds and sun with today with a high of 62. West-northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 46. West-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high of 64. West-northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your Monterey Bay boaters forecast the northwest winds 10 to 20 knots, wind waves 2 to 4 feet, and northwest swell 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. West winds will be between 5 and 15 knots, the wind waves 3 feet in the evening, becoming 2 feet or less with a west swell of 3 to 6 feet at 8 seconds. On Sunday, west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, northwest swell 2 to 5 feet at 11 seconds, and patchy fog. Current temperatures in Monterey, it is 52 degrees, it's 54 in Salinas, and in Watsonville it's 54. We are at 60 degrees here in Santa Cruz outside KSCO Studios. The official time, 12:06 and 23 seconds on this Saturday, April 11th, 2009. Up next we got Perspectives. Stay tuned, I'm Nikki James and this is KSCO Santa Cruz.
The views expressed on the following live program do not necessarily reflect those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good afternoon. You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'll be a co-host today. Joining me in the studio to host the show is Dr. David Biles and guest host Jason Goldditch. And we have a very special guest today that we've promised.